able to seal him. Here's the pass. Oh, what a catch! Leaping into the air and pulling it down is T. Higgins. Burrow, facing pressure, goes over the top, wide open is Chase, and he splits the defenders for the touchdown.
Houday, Bing fans, he is mine. Yes, we are. He is mine. I am Jake. This is the Bengals Pulse, the heartbeat of our Cincinnati Bengals. And as Mon so eloquently put, we are recording. We are live right now. Guys, thank you so much for joining in. It is going to be, Mon, the episode that you love more than any other episode we do all year. The way too early mock draft for our Cincinnati Bengals. We are going to be mocking the first four rounds to our Bengals. I'm going to let you explain to everybody what that is going to look like, Mon. But before you do, how has your week been, my man?
It's great. I'm having a good time. I'm watching the Daytona 500. So if I'm a little distracted, I apologize. That's about the only NASCAR race I really watch. Everything's going good. I just want to show off something real quick. My son Luke got me an autographed WVU hat from Garrett Green, the quarterback for the Mountaineers. I'm really excited about this. So I just want to show it off. I'm excited about doing this draft, and we're going to do the first four rounds. Jake, I don't know. We really haven't talked about this. Are we just going to do straight draft and no trades? And I think we should just keep it simple.
I don't know, Ma. I think if we get a good trade, we might need to look at it. We'll talk about it if it happens.
We're using the Pro Football Network simulator. There's a bunch of good ones out there. We're going to switch them up, but we're going to start off with Pro Football Network and go from there, and let's have some fun.
That sounds good. Hey, guys, again, thank you so much for joining in. If you like this podcast, make sure you give Ma and I that 5-star review. We would very much appreciate that. Before we get into the mock draft, though, Mon, a little bit of Bengal news, some things we did not get to talk about because they happened after the last show. AJ McCarron asked to be released so he can go back and join the St. Louis Blue Hawks? Is it the Blue Hawks?
Battle Hawks.
I think it's Battle Hawks, right? Yeah, where he won the MVP. So AJ McCarron goes back. He wants to play a little football with the Battle Hawks again. So he asked for his release. Going to be interesting to see if he does get brought back. I think that the coaching staff would definitely consider it. And speaking of coaching staff, Mon, we've had some coaching moves since last we've talked. Obviously, we all know about Robert Livingston. Hey, is that me? That was a beautiful voice. That sounded like you had an angel in your. That was my voice. God, I got a beautiful voice.
I just clicked on Twitter on my phone. I didn't know the volume was that high, so I'm off.
We are live. We're live on Twitter too tonight. We are really up in the game here on the Bengals Pulse. Live on YouTube, live on Twitter. But we all know about Robert Livingston joining Deion Sanders in Colorado as his defensive coordinator. So the Bengals promote from within, Mon, a move I think that we all saw coming, and that is their Jordan Kovacs, who has been their secondary and safeties coach. He has kind of been the right-hand man to Robert Livingston. So he now becomes the defensive back coach to replace to Coach Livingston. So Jordan Kovacs, also from within the Bengals, promote Brad Cragthorpe as the new quarterbacks coach, obviously to replace Dan Pitcher, who has now become the offensive coordinator for the Bengals. And the Bengals do something a little bit different that they don't normally do, Mon, and that is promote from outside the organization. As they named Justin Rosati as the pass game coordinator. He spent some time with Minnesota and Denver in different offensive capacities. So he now joins this Bengals coaching staff as the pass game coordinator. Very interesting hire there with Coach Rosati, especially since the Bengals love promoting within. And not only that, but giving him a title of pass game coordinator. What do you think about that, Mon? Very interesting couple moves there by the Bengals, except for Brad Cragthorpe, who you and I talked about 3 or 4 weeks ago right here on the Bengals Pulse as probably being the replacement to Dan Pitcher.
Yeah, I think it's refreshing. They got the coach from the Vikings, and you know, extra set of eyes, some fresh ideas.
You're muted, Mon.
Am I muted? I am not muted. Can you hear me? Okay. I believe it's good to have another set of eyes out there and just to see, you know, different ideas. And, you know, it's just going to be good, you know, because obviously the Vikings had a great passing game. He was assistant, I think, offensive line coach for them last year. So that's going to help out maybe in the run game. I know he's the pass game coordinator, but he's going to have a lot of input and help out tremendously. And it's good to have now with Cragthorpe and Kovacs continuity. They're young guys, up and coming coaches. These guys are going to continue to develop. And obviously coach, Taylor loves these guys. So it's good for the Bengals. And, you know, I think they have one open spot now. We lost our assistant special teams coach. He went to the Titans. So they're going to add another person to the coaching staff, and we'll see how that goes.
Yes. Yeah. I lost you there for a minute. Hopefully everything was good though, that everyone else could hear you. Real quick, just that last thing, Mon, say that again so I could hear what you said.
I was just talking. We lost our assistant special teams coach is the special teams coach now for the Tennessee Titans. He followed our coach there. So that's one more coach that's going to like Coach Taylor's going to have to fill another coaching spot there. Can you hear me now? Are we good technical-wise?
We are good now. And, okay, yes, cool. You're right. He follows Coach Callahan. Callahan putting together a very good staff in Tennessee. We've heard Coach Simmons talk a lot about him as how good of a special teams coordinator assistant that he has been. So I think that's a great hire by Coach Callahan there in Tennessee. Again, he's putting quite the staff together over there for the Tennessee Titans. And again, Mon, this Bengals team, very interesting how things are kind of working themselves out this offseason. Obviously, with the addition, as we said, of Dan Pitcher, Lou Anarumo comes back as defensive coordinator. So majority of the staff back together, do you think that is a good thing or a bad thing? What are your thoughts on this Bengals coaching staff and the way it's kind of worked itself out? I know both you and I were hoping to get a new offensive line coach, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
No, I have no problem with it at all. I mean, last season was uneven. You know, we didn't make the playoffs. The record is what it is. I think a lot had to play into that, but I have no problem with them coming in. The last 3 years of Bengal football has been, you know, really solid. The injury bug really hit us. Nobody likes to talk about injuries, but injuries happen and they hurt us. And they're going to be healthier next year. We're about to have a simulated mock draft. We're going to have free agency in 3 weeks. This team, this roster is going to get a lot better. And the Bengals have to hit a home run this offseason. You said it. I said it. We've all said it. This could possibly easily be the biggest offseason in Bengals history. It's that big. And we have to hit a home run. We have to hit a Joey Votto, you know, grand slam on this one. And I think it all starts, obviously, in 3 weeks with free agency. I know we're doing this mock draft. I saw a comment earlier about, you know, we should do free agency talk. Personally, Jake, I don't think it's going to change much. Even with our free agent additions, it's not going to really change the outcome of our draft. Our needs are so big. If we sign a couple defensive tackles in free agency, it doesn't mean we're not going to draft defensive tackles because we definitely need those spots. So I don't think it's going to change much. So let's have some fun. Let's build this roster.
Well, and I agree with you, Mon. I will say this, though. You know, I think, and I've said this before on the show, is that I just feel like the draft is built for certain needs. And what the Bengals need right now are guys that can come play right now, right away, and secure these trenches like we talked about last show. I think free agency is going to be just as big as a draft for this Bengals team because they are having to find guys to come in and fill roles at safety, at defensive tackle, possibly at offensive tackle, and maybe even at wide receiver. Let's talk about that real quick, Mom, before we get into this draft, because this might be a big piece to the puzzle. Tomorrow begins the two-week period for tagging each team getting that opportunity to tag one of its free agents. Obviously, right now, T. Higgins, the big name, all around the NFL, a lot of teams out there wanting T. Higgins to come play a little ball for them. Let me ask you this. We know he's going to get tagged, right? I would think there's a 99.9% chance that we're going to see T get tagged. Do you think we see it right away? Do you think we see it tomorrow when it opens up?
Yeah, there's a two-week window for it to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens right away. The Bengals can send a message saying, hey, you're going to be on our team. Yes. And if any team out there wants T. Higgins, start making them phone calls. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's going to be a Cincinnati Bengal next year. I am going to say this. I said it last week. If the Cincinnati Bengals exhaust all options and they know they cannot get a deal struck with T. Higgins and his agent, they have to consider trading him. They have to. I don't want that. I want him to be a Bengal for a long time. But if they know they can't get a deal done, you have to consider it. Hopefully a team makes him an unbelievable offer if it comes to that. If it comes to that. I don't want it to, but he's definitely going to get tagged. I agree with you. We know that's coming.
They can't trade him. They can't. They're not going to trade him. I'm going to tell you that right now, the fact that he's getting tagged is not – that's not a crazy – thing that we're saying, everybody thinks it. That's not some delusional, some idea that we've come up with. We all know he's going to get tagged. However, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, not only does he get tagged, but he will get extended. He will be a Bengal after next year. I'm telling you right now, he is going to get extended. This Bengals team is not going to trade T. Higgins. And I'll give you two words why. Joe Burrow. There is no way that T. Higgins gets traded. Even if they tag him, there's no way he gets traded. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, this is a hot take, baby. This is a hot take. He's going to get extended, Mon. He is going to be a Bengal after next year.
Jake, I hope you're right. I want you to be right. But I just want to say one thing. If they know they can't get a deal done and they bring the band back together for one more year, and then next year they let him walk for a comp pick the next draft and he goes to Kansas City or he goes to another team, I'll be livid. They could tag him a second year if they wanted to. They could. I hope you're right, but I'm just going to be a little play devil's advocate here. Jamar Chase is going to sign a $30 million contract eventually. Yeah. How can you have
30 million a year, right? 30
Easy.
Million a year.
Yeah, 30 yeah. million a year. 30 to 35 million. Yeah. He's going to sign a huge contract.
Yeah.
I hope he does stay, but you're going to have two wide receivers making about $55 million combined, maybe 58. That's some luxury right there. That's some luxury. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes, but he's definitely getting tagged, and we'll see how it shakes out.
Listen, if Joe Burrow speaks it, it shall happen. It's like if you build it, they will come. If Joe Burrow speaks it, it shall happen. There's no way that the Bengals are getting rid of Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins in the same year. It's not happening. It's not happening. So for all you guys that want T. Higgins traded, it is not happening. I'm telling you right now. Mom, last thing, Mom, before we go into this, how in God's name can you sit and watch cars make 500 left turns? NASCAR is the dumbest possible imaginable thing that anyone could watch on TV.
This is America.
I'd rather watch
this is America.
No, I would rather watch ping pong championship than watch 500 left turns for 4 hours, Mon.
I was raised in West Virginia. NASCAR is big there. I'm not a giant NASCAR guy. I'm really not. But there's something about the Daytona 500. It's only 30, 40 miles from my house. I just feel nostalgic. I really look forward to that race every year. And I was glad that it was postponed because I was working yesterday. So I'm glad I got to be home to watch it. There's only 8 laps left, but I don't care. Let's talk about the Bengals because that's my passion.
All right, let's talk about the Bengals. Let's get to this mock draft, the way too early edition of the mock draft. Now, usually, guys, you'll see as we get further along here, Mon and I will do separate mock drafts only because, like last year when I had us taking Sam LaPorta in the first round, which you should have done, Bengals. You should
Eric, have listened pull the tape. To Coach pull the Owens. Tape, Eric. Pull the
you should
tape.
Have listened to Coach Owens. And I had him taking Jamari Gibbs. Jamari Gibbs and Sam LaPorta, the Bengals should have taken.
Of course you did.
Check the tape. All right. So today is going to be interesting because Mon and I are doing a draft together. And we're going to see what it would be like to have the Fireman and Coach Owens in the draft room together and watch the anarchy take place.
Hey, fans in the chat, help us make a decision. Help us, because we're going to go back and forth. You help us make a decision, and we'll go from there. All right? So let's do this, Eric.
That sounds good. All right, we're going to do four rounds. Mon and I are going to, at each pick, we're going to look and see maybe who Mon wants, who I want. We're going to discuss it. Obviously, we're going to go with mine. Since last year I won the mock draft challenge against Mon, we're going to go with mine.
What?
But we'll see. Check the tape. Eric, tell them. All right. So, listen, if you guys are on here, Brookie, what kind of crazy talk is that? That is ridiculous because I don't like NASCAR. Good Lord, because I'd rather watch paint dry than watch 500 left turns. That's just me, Brookie. All right, here we go. So we're going to talk about each pick. We're going to do 4 rounds. You guys in the chat, throw on there who you think you're going to be able to see exactly what Mon and I are seeing. And let's get this thing going. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. The Bengals are picking 18th. In round 1, Eric, let's draft. And here we go. Caleb Williams to the Bears. Drake May. Woo! Marvin Harrison, a Patriot. Malik Nabers, a Cardinal. Oh, Brock Bowers.
And Eric
gone.
Didn't use the fast mode.
Oh, but now we're watching pick by pick. Oh,
okay.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Mon. The Rams have offered us the next pick and 153 for the 18th pick. We got to do this, Mon. Brock Bowers is gone. Bowers is gone.
Thank God. Thank God he's gone. Let's look. Let's look at who's available.
All right, let's go.
One of the top-rated offensive linemen is there. I guarantee you the Rams are going to target Fuaga from Oregon State. Man, I know we do get a nice pick there, 153. Fans, what do you think? Take it?
Yeah, we got to.
Take it, Eric. Take it. Accept it.
Good job, guys. I don't know why Mon listens to you guys, but doesn't listen to me. That's a great trade. Let's see who.
Okay, reject that one. We don't trade with the Steelers. We don't trade
No, we do not trade with the Steelers. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think we got to stay at 18, right?
Okay, our guy is there, Jake. Now, who do you want? Okay, I want to tell you how I'm going. I don't want any shiny tools. I don't want any fancy gadgets. I don't want a wide receiver. I don't want offense. I need ugly trench guys. That's what I want.
Okay.
I like that offensive lineman from Oregon State.
All right, Eric, can you scroll up for me just so I can see who was taken? I cannot see who was taken. Go up to our pick. Like, can you scroll up? There you go. Keep going. Keep going. A little bit more. There we go. Thank you. All right. So the Rams trade up to take an edge rusher. Mon, you want O-line. Let me just throw this out here. The highest rated defensive tackle right now, Byron Murphy. Now, again, we are assuming that the Bengals have gone out in free agency and taken a good defensive tackle that can give us some kind of inside rush, right? That's what we've assumed.
Yeah. Now, Jake, I just want to reiterate something to our fans also. If the Bengals go out and sign a couple defensive linemen, they're still going to draft defensive linemen early. There's going to be massive turnover in that room. And also, if they sign a nice offensive lineman, I still think they're going to draft a center, another offensive lineman in first, second, or third round. So I don't think it's going to change a lot. I really don't. And I see the defensive lineman there from Texas, Murphy, really highly thought of. But I personally think Fuaga is the only option we have here. He's 6'6", 330, super athletic. I think he's a plug-and-play kind of guy that can play right tackle right away.
All right. Let's go Fuaga at 19. I will agree with you. I think he is going to be now the replacement for Jonah Williams, because I do not see Jonah Williams being a Bengal next year. All right. So as we move down, we're getting into round two. Disc Golf Dad said that wasn't a realistic trade. Listen, I think it's unrealistic to think the Bengals would trade, but I do think realistically you could see a team doing that, right? You could see a team moving up one spot and giving up 153. Don't you think that's a little realistic, Mon, or no?
That's happened before. We're at the mercy of the simulator, and it was something that I didn't want to trade today, but that was a home run. It's only one spot, and we picked up another pick.
Yeah, right. You got to do that. Yeah, you got to do that.
So what do you think of this, Jake?
All right. So we got a trade here. We're being offered the Colts third round. That gives us another third round pick, but
next
that's
year.
2025. Yeah.
Right.
I say no. No, because it's 2025. I say reject that. All right, here we go.
I think that's too far down. That's too far down the drop.
Too far down. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I just don't want to go from 49 to 65.
Okay. And our first pick was Fuaga from
Oregon State.
From Oregon State. Thank you, Mom. All right, what do you think? Say no?
I say no.
All right, say no, reject that. Here we go. We're at 49. Now we have our right tackle of the future. You say he's a plug and play guy. I'm going to agree with you. Now, Mon, what are we looking for here? Because I'm going to tell you right now, my guy Sweat is sitting right there, the defensive tackle from Texas. You want big ugly trench guys? We need big, ugly trench guys. To me, this is a no-brainer. If Sweat is sitting there at 49, the Bengals are running to the podium. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we definitely need defensive line help. He's a big guy. I'm not going to lie to you. I see TJ Tampa there. You can never have enough cornerbacks. And I see the Bengals drafting a corner early every year. It's such a premium spot. You have to consider that, but I have no problem going Sweat.
All right, let's go Sweat. I'm making the call. I think he is a guy that we talked about this on the last show, Mon. This Bengals defensive line room is going to look completely different next year. And I think Sweat is a beautiful addition to that room. And here
absolutely.
Go. We are going into round three. We have solidified the offensive line. We have added some interior pass rush to the defensive line. And we are about to pick at 80. However, the Green Bay Packers throw a very interesting trade. What do you think? What do you think about this one, Mom?
I'm intrigued, but I see the highest rated player right there is a center from Georgia, Van Pran, and he is he could be our future center for the next 6, 7, 8 years.
This is a tough one.
I don't know. There's a lot of good players. There's a lot of good players, and we're getting a nice pick at 128.
I think the Bengals, again, we all being Bengal fans, we all know that this team just does not like to trade. But in this situation, 128 is a very nice pick, Mon.
It is. It is. I like that a lot. And there's a lot of good players on the board there. We drop back 8.
I say we
Shipley's
trade.
There. Sanat is trade. There. Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Hopefully it works out. Could Van Pran be sitting there? No. He just went. He went to the Vikings right before us. That's okay. So now we're sitting at 88. Mon, who do you like still on the board? I say we reject this, right?
We need to pick. I don't want to be Jimmy Johnson back in the 80s trading all of our picks.
Let's do this one right here. Okay, let's look and see what we have left. We have a corner. We have a corner sitting there from Missouri. What do you think?
Jake, we just drafted a defensive tackle.
Hey, here's
from Texas.
Here's the corner real quick here. I don't know very much about this guy. Let's take a look at him real quick. He's a bit light. He's a former wide receiver. He's a competitive guy. That's good. Versatility. He could play the boundary. Could play nickel. What do you think?
I have a draft crush on Fisk from Florida State, the defensive tackle. He's he's amazing. He dominated that Louisville game in the ACC championship. He had 2 sacks. Him and the other defensive end who went in the first round. He's absolutely amazing. I know we just went defensive tackle in round 2, but Fisk in round 3, that's going to solve a bunch of problems for the next 5 or 6 years. I love the tight end from Kansas State also. He's a really good player.
Let me ask you this. Let me throw this out here real quick, right? So we have quite a few people in the chat that seems like running back, and maybe because of all the hearsay about Joe Mixon. So let's say Joe Mixon is gone. Let's say the Bengals cut Joe Mixon. Is Braylon Allen, the running back from Wisconsin, is he somebody right here that maybe the Bengals look for? I like Fisk, but before we pick Fisk, I do think we need to think about this, because do we want to play this thing that Joe Mixon is no longer a Bengal? Because if he's no longer a Bengal, Braylon Allen is pretty damn good.
I think we talked about it last week. I think at the number, his contract number currently, I don't think he's going to be a Bengal unless they work something out. I'm a big Mixon fan. I think him and Chase Brown could be a good 1-2 punch. If he's not going to be there, they're definitely going to have to consider a running back. But I think you can get a running back in the 4th and 5th round. Also, they're going to be very productive. I think value-wise, and I think our defensive tackle room was so thin right now. We don't know what's happening with DJ Reader and his injury. I think Fisk – it's going to be the pick. I think he's going to be one hell of a football player.
I agree. I'm just playing devil's advocate. My pick is Fisk. I think if the Bengals come out of this draft with Fuaga, Sweat, and Fisk, ooh boy, that is huge upgrades for the trenches. I say we take Fisk.
Let's do it.
I can't believe we have grabbed three trench players and really good ones. I mean, guys that could make an impact this year, which is something that we're looking for here. All right, here we go. We're going into round four.
Let's get those shiny toys right now. Let's get those skill players right now.
I agree. I think here we are looking at tight end, wide receiver. Let's see who we got. Do we want to move down a pick?
It's only one pick. Why not? I mean, it's a lottery ticket. Pick 228 could be a great player.
Let's take it. Let's accept this bad boy. Okay. We are loading up on picks. All right. So they took a tight end. The Patriots took a tight end, traded up above us to get a tight end. What do you think, Mon? Linebacker, I mean, I don't see that being a pick here. You do have a corner. There's a corner sitting there, Johnny Dixon from Penn State. Eric, go ahead and click on that for me real quick. Now, my dad's a big Penn State fan, and he loves this guy.
He's solid. But I tell you, another guy, Cam Hart from Notre Dame, is a player really highly thought of. I know PFF has him ranked a little higher on their database than PFN. But Jacob, let's look at something value wise according to this simulator. Okay. The linebacker from NC State's the 84th ranked player in this draft, and we're at 116. That'd be one hell of a value pick.
Now, I don't know anything about Peyton Wilson. Listeners, throw on there in the comment section, do you know anything about Peyton Wilson? I do not. I mean, I guess right here, if we're going to go best player available, but right now, are we trying to get a linebacker here, Mon? I mean, we're sitting here in the fourth round. This is still a player that needs to be an impact guy for us.
I'm just looking at value right now. I'm looking at value according to this sim. There goes advertisement. I like Cam Hart if we go cornerback. Eric, do me a favor. Keep scroll up. Let's see who else is available.
Yeah, B-Rad said he's the linebacker one in this draft. Mike S. says he's a downhill linebacker, not great in coverage. What do you think?
Let's see what else is like 119, 120. Can you scroll up, Eric? I tell you what. If I had to pick, I'd pick Cam Hart right now.
All right, let me see. Here's Peyton. There we go. Thank you, Eric. Good stuff here. Let's see.
Oh, big guy, 6'4", 240.
Comfortable in space, hands, explosive, over-aggressive. Oh, I don't know. Wait, go back down. Go back down, Eric. It says he was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, listen,
and the Benerick Award winner. So B-Rad said he's the number one linebacker in his draft. I don't know. I think this is a player right here, Mon.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jake. According to this simulator, it's big time value. Big time value getting him. We're picking at 116. And he's the 84th ranked player. I'm not going to lose any sleep if we pick him. I say we do it.
Well, Yash says he does have. He is injury prone. Is that a situation where he's had injury issues? We don't want another guy with injury issues, right?
Yeah. Well, let's make a choice.
All right. What do you think? I'm going to say we go corner, and just because I think. You know, I just don't see Cheeto coming back. I think adding a corner in the room that could make an impact right away. Okay. It's either Johnny Dixon or Cam Hart. I don't know if you can go wrong with either one. They're right within Yash's shoulder and ACL issue. So yeah, we don't want to mess with
it. Okay. Just go with the highest rated corner. Go with the highest rated corner, according to this simulator. Pro Football Focus has Cam Hart really high. But
all right,
go ahead
Cam
and pick
Hart. Do Cam Hart. Let's do Cam Hart. Listeners say Cam Hart. You say Cam Hart. Let's go Cam Hart.
Okay. You got it, Eric? Here we go.
All right. There we go.
I think we have another
pick. And look, Johnny Dixon goes the next pick. So I think we were good there with where we were. All right, here we go. Okay. Now, so this is the pick that we got from the Packer trade, right? Or was this the Packer trade? Yeah, I think this is the Packer trade. Do we want to move down, or we just want to stick where we are here?
There's somebody I love on the screen right now. I'm afraid we might lose him. So I say we reject this, and I think we need to jump on the tight end from Penn State.
Theo Johnson.
Yes.
All right, go ahead and reject this, Eric. So, let me say that. All right, so we have Theo Johnson and Brendan Rice. I mean, I think this is a situation now where we kind of talk about this one and see what we need. What is our needs right now? I mean, do we not need a wide receiver? Maybe a guy that can help us in the future? Or do we go tight end, a guy that, you know, maybe makes an impact right now? What do you think?
Everything you just mentioned, we can't go wrong. It's going to help our team. I think the tight end position lacks a lot of talent. We have a lot of guys there that played well last year, but still a couple undrafted free agents in there. Drew Sample is what he is. He's a great blocker, can give you a couple catches here and there. They need a little more athleticism, some youth. And I think Theo Johnson would really make the team and make the team better. I'm going to lean tight end here.
Okay. Let me say this, because End Times is talking about Tyler Davis. I actually like Tyler Davis a lot. I agree with you, End Times. He's a solid player. But right now, we've already got two of the big-time defensive tackles in this draft. So, and there's no doubt the Bengals are going to get somebody in free agency. So I think we're going to steer away from that. I think right here the pick is either Johnson or Rice. Listeners, throw it up real quick. Tell me what you think. Rice or – I see one for Johnson. I see another one for Rice. Is Rice a guy, Mon, that can play in the slot? Because Mike S. says he can. What do you think?
How big is he? Is his profile up, Eric? Did we lose it? I'm all in on Johnson. I think we need a tight end. That's who I prefer. Click on Rice's profile, Eric. Started at Colorado.
So played at USC, obviously. Looks like this past year, 45 receptions, 791 yards and 12 touchdowns. So productive, vertical playmaker, needs to refine his route running, but has good speed, 6'3", 205. I don't know. What do you think? Projects as a day three pick. What do you think?
I think Theo Johnson's going to be the safer pick. That's what I think.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's do Theo Johnson. I like it.
Jake, I think we have one more pick this round.
One more. Andrew says, this is not a realistic mock draft with all these trades. We realize that, Andrew. It's the way too early mock draft.
We're just having fun, Andrew. We're just having some fun.
Just having discussion. Some fun this week. You know, trust me, this will get a lot more competitive as we get closer. There will not be trades. There we go. Let's pick Theo. There we go. Oh, Brendan Rice goes to the Cleveland Browns. All right, here we go. So we got – go ahead, Mon. Talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, obviously the offensive lineman in the first round, Fuaga, is going to be a great pick. I think he's plug and play. He's going to start right away for us. Sweat and Fisk, we said it last week, we have 10 defensive linemen that we keep on the roster every year. I could see four new bodies in that room, maybe five. I could see a couple free agents. And obviously, we just drafted two. So major overhaul in that defensive line room, especially defensive tackle. Much needed for the Bengals. I like that we're automatically better with those two. I love the Johnson pick. Cam Hart's a player from Notre Dame that reinforces the back end a little bit. We only went four rounds, but we drafted a total of five people, correct?
Yes.
One, two, so good. I thought we had – that's right. We have an extra pick in the fifth round from the previous trade. So, yes. Next week we'll maybe do a complete seven-round mock, but we went defense heavy. And why do we go defense heavy? Because our defense struggled last year. We gave up 160 yards rushing to our opponents, and that's just not sustainable. And the Bengals aren't going to get where they need to be when they give up that many rush yards.
Agreed. I like this. I like this mock. I think – again, Fuaga, a guy you can plug and play right away at right tackle. Jonah Williams, we do not worry about him anymore. I denounced the other Andrew, the no fun Andrew. Sweat and Fisk. I'm going to tell you right now, whether this is realistic or not, if we leave day two, and we have Sweat and Fisk on this roster, Mon, I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be so excited about just the addition of those two guys. I mean, I love Fuaga, but good Lord, if the Bengals come out of this draft with guys like Sweat and Fisk and maybe add a cheaper day one tier defensive tackle, this defensive line is already 10 times better with those two guys than what we saw this past year.
Yeah, Sweat is going to be our new DJ Reader. He's like 6'3", 6'4", about 340 pounds. He's probably a lot more than that. I think he came in probably 370 at the Senior Bowl. Big guy, big body, needed, much needed. Now Fisk is going to platoon. He will platoon with BJ Hill. Give BJ Hill some breather there. That's the problem with him. He started off so strong last year, then he got worn down. But Fisk is a player. He dominated so many games last year, and he's going to give us a little bit of attitude. He reminds me a little bit of Hendrickson with his attitude. He'll talk, and it's good to have that attitude on defense.
Of course.
Yeah, Cam Hart. You can never have enough corners. And of course, like I said, the tight end, it'd be good to have a playmaking tight end that can, stretch the field and help out our wide receivers a little bit. But free agency is going to be huge. This Bengal roster is going to be really, really different in 2024, and I can't wait to see it.
Well, I think too, in 3 weeks when free agency does start, how crazy is that, Mon? 3 weeks free agency starts. When free agency kicks off in 3 weeks, Mon, our mock drafts are going to look totally different depending on what the Bengals do in free agency, especially those first couple days. But I think even if the Bengals go out and add a guy in free agency to help that defensive line room, if they draft Sweat and Fisk, go out and get a couple of those defensive tackles that could bring some kind of inside rush. Not only that, but getting Fuaga in the first round, I will be very happy with. But I just want to say this before we finish and wrap up. Ty wants to know, are we going to do a free agency simulator? Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you can. Aces did it the other night on FanSpeak, and that would be fun to do. Maybe we can do that next week. But we plan on having our friend Justin on next week, and he would be good for that. He would be really good.
Justin will be coming on, talk a little, some of these draft prospects. He is a guy that knows everything there is to know about college football and prospects. He used to write for local paper in Gainesville. He covered the Florida Gators. So he will be on next week to talk some of these draft prospects with us. But again, I think we definitely need to do that free agency simulator. I didn't know that. I love that idea. We've got to figure that out.
We'll definitely do that before free agency starts, maybe the week after. That'll give us some time to play around with it and figure it out. It's a great I saw Ace and Zim do it. It's actually a lot of fun. It was a great episode. And you get to make some trades and play with the salary cap, make offers to players they accept or decline.
Ooh, we got to do that. And don't get mad at us, Andrew. Andrew, don't get mad at us if we make some trades. Don't get mad at us, Andrew.
I want to say one thing real quick. Just the simulator we just did there. You know, Karras has one more year left on his contract. Kappa has two. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals consider going center early. Now, Fuaga was the first round pick, but the center from Oregon State was still there. He's very highly regarded, had a great Senior Bowl. Don't be surprised if the Bengals consider a center maybe in the first or second round, because the center is so important to that offensive line. Karras has stabilized it, but they're going to need some youth there and an eventual replacement. But the first three picks in this draft have to produce and produce this year. We cannot really have developmental prospects, because our roster, we have a lot of good players, but we need our draft picks to play and play a lot, especially the first three or four.
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about free agency this year and having to replace probably a couple of big name players. Next year is even worse. So, again, that's why I think this draft, I think this whole offseason, Ma, we talked about it, how important this really is, because this is the Bengals this year. I just feel like this offseason is going to be that fork in the road for us. Do we continue to be a Super Bowl contender, or do we have to restart and build this, keep building this roster to get back there? This offseason, I think, is the most important maybe that we've ever had, I think.
It is. Jake, you hit it right on the head. We cannot have another 2021 draft. And I love Chase and I love McPherson, but the other guys, just it hasn't panned out. Could it still? Maybe. But we need if you go back and look at that draft, Chase is amazing. McPherson is amazing. Cam Samples produced some, but everybody else, you need some of those players to be key reserves and produce for you. And that 2021 draft is hurting our depth right now.
And remember, too, we are going to do – coming up here very soon, we are going to be doing our 2021 redraft on an episode, Mom, where we are going to redraft the 2021 draft for the Cincinnati Bengals and fix it, Mom. We got to fix it, because besides Jamar – and of course, Money Mac, that draft was awful. I would say this draft, I want to make this more of an analogy of the 2015 draft and how just awful, maybe the worst draft in Bengals history in 2015. That's what we can't have. We cannot have a 2015 draft and set this organization back when we are on the path to being Super Bowl contenders. At least in 2021, we got two good players. We cannot have a 2015 where we get zero players that can help this roster.
Yeah, that was an ugly draft. Somebody brought it up. Somebody brought it up in Spaces the other day. They were talking about 2015 and some of the missed trench players that just didn't develop. Was it the players or was it the organization that let them down? Because if you think about it, the Bengals have had some problems developing trench players. Everybody says fifth, sixth, seventh round picks. Yeah, I get it. They're long shots. Every NFL roster has NFL starting offensive linemen that were fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks. We don't have a lot of those. And I will say, man, you know, it's a big offseason. What happens this offseason is going to set the tone for the next 3, 4, 5 years. Joey Votto, knock it out of the park. That's what we got to do.
Andrew, let me say this real quick. Not that I like to gloat about these kind of things, but we were all sitting in Mon's living room when Cedric Oboye was drafted. And there was one person in that living room of the whole group that was pissed off. Me. Everyone else was telling me, don't worry about it, Jake. He's athletic. He's going to be good, blah. Mon, we cannot have another Cedric Oboye ever again, Mon. Ever.
The first time I heard his name, he played in his last game at Texas A&M. They played West Virginia in a bowl game. He shredded his knee. And that's all the announcers talked about. Oh, number one pick, this, that, and this. And then the Bengals drafted him. I'm like, oh, man. I was trying to be positive. Let's end the show. I'm depressed.
Let's not talk about 2015 draft. This is going to be a good draft, Mon. I feel it. I feel like the Bengals are going to hit a home run. They have to. Duke, that's right, end times. Duke Tobin, this year you gotta earn your paycheck this year, my man, because the draft's got to be a home run and free agency has got to be a home run. All right, guys, that is another edition of the Bengals Pulse. If you like this podcast, make sure you like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you check us out on all the awesome podcast platforms, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. Make sure you check out Mon on Twitter and follow him at TheFireMon. Follow me on Twitter at CoachJakeOwens9. Follow Eric on Twitter at eFlash with two H's, 88. Follow the Cincinnati Podcast Network on Twitter at Cincinnati Pod. And as always, follow the Bengals Pulse on Twitter at Bengals_Pulse9. On Instagram, the same without the at, Bengals_Pulse9. And as always, check out all the awesome podcasts right here on the Cincinnati Podcast Network. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
See you.
Listen,
guys,
we are going to, Ma, I want to say this real quick. We are going to have an emergency pod if T gets tagged tomorrow. Eric and I are going to come on Wednesday, go live, and talk a little T Higgins news, hopefully, here in the next day or two. He is Mon. I am Jake. This is the Bengals Pulse. Hootay, Bengal fans. We will see you soon.